Mission Network News 1 minute version for Wednesday, April 20th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Teen Missions is scrambling help teams to quake-ravaged Nias Island in Indonesia. They're already helping fix water wells and build homes, but they're now also recruiting teams of young people to help rebuild a church. TMI's Bob Bland says while the island is mainly Christian, the Muslim government won't go out of its way to help the churches rebuild from the series of disasters. Ministry plays a key role in both rebuilding and support. And Food for the Poor is putting some practicality to Mother's Day gift-giving. Angel Aloma with Food for the Poor says they're offering a catalog where people can purchase items that would help a mother and her family survive in a third-world country. Through the purchase of a flock of chicks or a goat, it's a hand up, not a handout. It's also a way of showing the compassion of Christ to those who receive the gifts. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories? Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.